Welcome to the very first episode of By the Way, I Use Art. My name is Sky, and the first episode, it's only fitting that I go ahead and introduce the show, and probably let's talk about how I discovered Linux, because that's a story. May not be interesting to you, but it definitely is interesting to me. So this show, I've been wanting to do a podcast for a while, just to talk about experience, what I've experienced in life. Now, to be clear, I don't have the most interesting life. I'm also not that particularly old. I am only 16, so, you know, I don't have that many, but I can still talk about them. And I've been using Linux on and off for about, I want to say, 7 years now. But I've been using Linux, recently I've been using Linux full-time for a couple months, more than a couple months, over half a year now, just because, why use Windows, really? There you go, you got my opinion right out the gate. I don't really like Windows, and I kind of hate that I'm forced to use it at school, which sucks, to be honest. But the first time I discovered Linux, I was just on Google. Really, I think. And I was just searching random terms, maybe. Because the Linux distribution I found was Qemu, or Qemu. I don't know how to pronounce it. It's Q-I-M-O. And it was a distribution, an Ubuntu distribution, designed for kids. So it had these educational math, science, language, and touch typing. But it was really the first time I discovered Linux. Because I downloaded it. I burned it onto a CD. Oh yes, CDs. I put it in my computer, and I booted from it, and I was like, wow, this is not Windows. This is very much not Windows. This is different. I like this. And it was running a copy of XFCE 4. I don't remember which version it was running. I think it was XFCE 4. And when you first went booted into the live distribution, because I didn't figure out how to install it, and that was probably for the best, to be honest. Actually, I also remember I had difficulty with the bootloader figuring out, like, how to navigate the menu. Because I didn't know what Grub was. I think it used Grub. I didn't know what that was. I didn't know how to use this. It was completely foreign to me. But I knew when I booted into that Linux distribution, I liked that. Because there was so much more. You could... Like, there was this app store that you could go to, and you could see all of these cool-looking apps, like, stuff that you can't get on Windows, or, like, this kind of environment was cool and unique to me. And I was just amazed by it. And every once in a while, I would put the CD into my computer, because, again, I didn't figure out how to install this, and I would just play around with it. And I would install programs, make user accounts, and all this. But of course, it never saved because, again, live CD. But I did that for a good year, and I still have the disc. And I think Qemu is still up, I think at least. But it was just this cool, unique, interesting world. And, I mean, that was pretty much the extent of my Linux experience until a couple years later, when I discovered Ubuntu. Now, this is what Qemu was based off of, but this was, I think this was the early days of, so, I think this was when they had the WUBI, or WUBI, I think it was pronounced, I'm not sure, had the WUBI installer, and that made it super easy to have it alongside my computer, so I actually installed Linux. Wow, I know, we went from running Linux off of a CD to actually installing it. Except if you know WUBI, it didn't go as planned. but it was Ubuntu. It was a full-featured install of Ubuntu. And for the next couple of years, whenever I used Linux, I would use Ubuntu. And I saw Ubuntu, like the old webpage. Not the old webpage. Not the brown kind of... I think they had a brown webpage. But it was this, like, if you imagine Apple pre... iOS 7, it's kind of design and Unity 4 style of website. I think it would look like that, the Ubuntu page. It was, and I think it had like purple and orange gradients with a bit of, I think it was white splashed in there every once in a while. And this was in between where they went from animal mascots on their wallpapers to having no animal, just gradients and the geometrical designs. I think that came to play 14 something, I think. But it was that just early days of Unity, and it was, and I was once again enthralled, I think is the correct term, by what Linux was. I was like, wow, like if I press the Windows key, I don't have this small menu that comes up. I have this cool, like, I think they called it the HUD. I think that's the, or is it the, I think they just call it menu actually. This menu came up and it had like these different tabs where it had documents, apps, recents, and then you could search and it would like, it would search on Google, I think, too. And I was like, wow, what is this? And then there's the Ubuntu Software Center, App Center. I don't remember what it's called. I might be thinking of Elementary OS when I say App Center. Actually, I think I am. And I was like, wow, what is that stargazing program? Because that's what they had featured. They had the stargazing program for the longest time. I think until they switched over to GNOME and they started using the GNOME Software Center. But it was like this. I remember it had the dot textures. It had Ubuntu 1, I think. Although, that might have been towards the later part, I think. But it was like Ubuntu 1, you got this dot pattern, you know, on the side, the like the left side, you got these app categories, the featured apps. And it was like, wow, this is cool. Oh yeah, Genie, I think, was featured too. I was like, wow. And then I promptly got rid of it because Windows didn't work and I didn't know how to use Linux. Like, all I knew is Windows and installing Windows program, EXEs, and that's it. Until a couple years later when I'm a bit older. So just to tell you, everything that's been happening so far is when I've been like 9 and 10. I think there was a part, I think Kumu started when I was like 8 too. So it's like pretty young, I guess. So I didn't really start getting back into Linux until maybe I was like 13, 14, when I fully, well, I didn't really fully get it, but I got this, I think it was Ubuntu 14.4, I think it might have been. I was like, okay, you know what, let's install this onto the computer again, except it didn't have Ruby this time. So DVD, yeah, I didn't use USBs back then. I burned them all onto DVDs, and that, oh my god, I still have copies of that. And around this time, I was already playing with, like, older Windows operating systems. And I had VirtualBox just set up with a billion different operating systems. And I think as far back as DOS, like one of the DOS. I think it was 6.11, though. I didn't go far into DOS. But I downloaded Ubuntu. Is it just a way to try it? No. It's like, you know what, let's try this, even though I've already tried it before, but we don't have to worry about that. You know, something clicked. I'm like, huh, you know, I could see this over Windows. And that was the first time that something not Windows could replace Windows, which I mean, yeah, but like, this is the first time. And so I did for about a week, at which point I went, hey, this doesn't have games. Even though, like, back then, there was Wine and stuff, and it was good, but I didn't know any of that. I was like, all these things are EXEs, I can't run them on here. So I just reinstalled Windows. And I think, since this was 2013, I think I was using the Windows 8 Technical Preview, which, or was it Developer Preview? It was one of the first Developer Previews, and that's why if you go to my, I have this Windows Insider account, that was created on the first day the Windows 10 preview was available. Is because I was using Windows 8 since late 2011. I don't remember when the technical preview comes out. Yeah, I like Windows 8, okay? Like, compared to the older Windows, which is kind of controversial, but we don't have to worry about that because that's not where we're talking about. And then I went silent on Linux, and you know, every once in a while I'll install Ubuntu, use it for like a couple days, a couple weeks. I think that when I was 14, between the summer, no, not summer, just before summer, I think it was March, for almost the entirety of March, I used Ubuntu. And, you know, I was okay with it until I figured out, you know, I didn't figure out. I was like, you know, there's missing programs. I have to go back to Windows. And that's basically was my Linux experience for a long, long while. Until last summer. Last summer, for some reason, I was like, why not just, let's do the Ubuntu thing again. Except let's keep it for a couple months. And that was the first time I used Linux for a sizable portion of the year. It was Ubuntu, of course. And then I promptly broke it by installing AMD GPU Pro drivers on an Xorg and kernel that, you know, it doesn't support. And then I just decided to go back to Windows, which sucked. Because it wasn't actually Ubuntu, it was Linux Mint using, I think it was Mate? Yeah, Cinnamon broke for me. So I was like, you know, Cinnamon doesn't work, let's try Mate. So I did, and I used that for a couple months. And I enjoyed it. It was kind of familiar, but it was interesting. You know, you've got these deb files. Like, apt? What's apt? And it was like, first time I fully used Linux to a degree where I was learning about it. And it was great. And then I went silent on Linux for a long while. Until, I want to say, maybe December or November of last year. When I was, or maybe it was the first time that, no, it was November of last year. I decided to use again. I didn't decide to use Ubuntu. I decided, you know what? Let's start distro hopping. Yay. Distro hopping. Oh, God. And I tried a lot of stuff. I tried so many Ubuntu distros. I tried so many Debian distros. Debian itself, I tried. I tried OpenSUSE. Oh, God. Oh, that reminds. Oh, I used that online OpenSUSE thing to make so many distributions. We don't need to talk about that. I might talk about that later, because that, I still have the account to that. I still have access, I think. But I also tried, what was it, Fedora for a long while. I tried CentOS, that outdated library. Stable, yes. Outdated, also yes. And I also tried Arch. To be clear, it wasn't technically Arch, it was Manjaro, so Arch distribution. Technically still Arch, but, you know, that's not what the community says. And, I tried it. You know, it was nice. Because on the other version, if I wanted the most up-to-date software, like, if I wanted to use the latest version of KDE or GNOME, I couldn't use the stable versions. I had to use the beta versions. And the beta versions had no software on them. Like, you might have the core applications, but all the other ones just don't exist for it. And that sucked. That kept me. Because I tried using GNOME at this point, too. And this was the point when GNOME was awful. Like, the optimizations, it was so bad. Like, I had the issue where dragging the window across my two monitors, it would stutter. Like, although that's very much fixed now. And there was a workaround with it. You had to have the workspace span across displays, which I still enable to this day because of that. But I didn't figure that out at the time. So I was like, wow, I can't use GNOME. So this is when I started discovering, like, Elementary OS, which was great. And I used that for a while. And there's also KDE. I used to be a huge KDE fanboy for so long because, you know, it was like, wow, it was like Windows, but, like, good looking. Yeah, Windows. Ooh, legacy support. But, and then, you know, I didn't really stay until, I think it was either March. Yeah, it was mid-March. But I was like, you know, I don't really play games. Because before, it used to be just games. Like, getting Wine to run on the system. This was before Proton, too. Like, getting that stuff to run was difficult. And I didn't really want to do it. Because, you know, I just wanted to play games. But March, I had a realization where I just, you know, video games. Yeah, they're nice. But, I don't know, I get bored of them. And the games I do like supported on Linux and are supported pretty well. Why don't I just use Linux? I don't like Windows. Why don't I just use Linux? And so I did. First starting off with Elementary OS, moving on to KDE Neon, which I never got booting. So I went to Kubuntu. Yeah, KDE Neon does not boot for me with UEFI on multiple systems. I don't know why. And then after like browsing the internet for a while, I found Manjiro. And, you know, Manjiro, like, it worked right out of the box. Like the live, like, it worked better than the other solutions. Because other solutions from me, I had to install some weird proprietary drivers. I don't know why. The open source drivers, are fine. So it's like, I don't know why I had to install proprietary drivers on those systems, but I did. But Manjiro just worked. Sound, wireless, Bluetooth, everything just worked. And so I installed Manjiro for a long while. And then this is when I started discovering Polybar and OpenBox. And when I discovered those, and I discovered Manjiro had an OpenBox version, yeah, I would reset my system every couple of days just to mess around. And I mean, I was happy with that. I got some pretty nice looking setups. I don't have the images anymore, but I had some pretty nice setups. And then I discovered this thing called Arch Linux. Now, I knew that Manjiro was based on Arch Linux, but I was, like, I guess you could say scared at the task of installing Arch. Because I thought, there's no graphical installers. Like, you have to do everything from the, terminal. And I wasn't comfortable at that point. I did everything PUI, and that's changed nowadays, but, like, oh god, terminal, oh no, I was not comfortable at all with the terminal. So, when I discovered ArchLab, I was like, wait, this has a GUI installer. Now, mind you, it wasn't fully GUI, it was ncurses, but still, it was good enough for me, and I was like, wow, this is cool, it has OpenBox, it has, you know, I can customize it really nicely, and it was Arch, because the problem with Manjiro is, you know, AUR sometimes required on packages that the Manjiro repos didn't update to, so it was like, I had compatibility issue AUR. I was like, Arch fixed all that, because it used the same, obviously it used the same kind of repos. And that's what I used for a good month, until more recently, I think early June, by recent that's 3 months ago, but still, early June, I decided, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna try to install Arch by myself and customize it. And then I promptly failed, found Arch Fast Installer, and used that, and that's what I use nowadays. Now, Arch Fast Installer is somewhere in between running just the actual command you need to do and the Arch Labs installer, because it's more of an automation script that you still have to do a lot yourself. You can do it, basically, what it does is it partitions the drives, and you can either use the auto partition or enter the partitions yourself, and installs the pack, like the pack start base and the bootloader, and that's it. Nothing else got installed. Now, they did have a desktop install script, which I do use, but only because all it does is install the meta packages. Like, it doesn't actually install them manually, it doesn't add some weird package. It just installs the meta package, and that's what I like about it. And that's where I'm at today. I have a pretty stable Arch install with GNOME 3.33.90, because beta gnomes, because I can do that, and I had to manually make package builds, which taught me how to make package builds, and I'm thinking of uploading it to the AUR, because there are dev versions of, you know, Evolution Server, which you do need for the latest GNOME version, but I'm too scared to do that. So I don't know if I will do that, but that's where I am today. That's basically my story of how I discovered Linux and how I got to using Linux. And wow, that was about 24 minutes of me just rambling about it. And I'm impressed with that, because I thought this episode was only going to last 5 minutes. Nope, not going to happen. And that's really just it for the first episode. So I do thank you for somehow listening all the way to the end. I am impressed that you did that. I am legitimately impressed. And I would like to thank you. Yeah. Thank you for listening. If you do want to get in touch with me, maybe give me suggestions, please. I'm on Twitter, PretzelCA. I have my own website, which is skynet.gq. And you can reach me with my personal email, sky.viau@gmail.com. And that's really it. So this should tell you what future episodes are going to be like. Very rambly. I'm going to try and cut out where long segments of just pauses. We'll try and cut that out, but that's what by the way, I use Arch is going to be like. And if you don't know why I called it, by the way, I use Arch, it's because there's a Linux meme. Arch users usually go to the streets with megaphones and yell, by the way, I use Arch. And I mean, I've done that before. I'm guilty of doing that. But it's, I mean, Arch is a great...
Use Arch.
I'm kidding. Use what you like.
But use Arch.